here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Well, what's the problem?
Well, Phil, the problem is that we are sick and tired of all of the news that's being reported by news gathering organizations about the abductions and the kidnappings and the murders of young people. We really have had enough, Phil.
But that's the job of people who gather news.
Well, we are. That may be your job, but I think that I speak for everyone in your audience. We are just sick and tired of it. We're in the middle of a beautiful summer. We have our summertacular at Western Estates. The beaches are full. The campgrounds are sold out. And all we are hearing is kidnap, kidnap, kidnap. Enough is enough. And that is our message. And we started Enough is Enough to bring people together under a petition.
Well, tell me about Enough is Enough. This is the organization. You don't want the media reporting anymore on these abductions.
We don't want any more of this news. We are really sick of it. We are so tired of listening to the news channels and the talk stations and the news stations. And this child was abducted and that child was kidnapped and this child has been kidnapped. It is wrong. Now, Enough is Enough was started by myself and Janice Greeley, who is a dear friend of mine. We have been involved in a lot of service organizations together. And I'll tell you how it started, Phil. We were at a day spa, and I remember where we were. We were about to go in for a mud wrap, and for some reason I just turned to her, and it just came out of her. I said, Janice, I've heard about some girls that were taken, and they were abducted by a man this week. And I said, oh, my God, not that again. And that's when we looked at each other. And we said, enough is enough. Now, Phil, we are...
So, wait a minute. To interrupt, your message is that you don't want to hear these stories anymore. This is breaking news. It's important to parents. People need to be informed on these things.
Oh, so you're telling us what we need to know. I just want to be clear about that.
No, we're not... I don't want to tell you what you need to know. I'm just telling you that it's news.
We have been, Phil, informed to death. We have had the details of these stories... These unfortunate children, the Elizabeth Smart situation, the two girls, the little girl in San Diego. We have had it shoved down our throats daily, and we're tired of it. Now, I'll tell you something, Phil. I'm a mother of three children. I get enough shoved down my throat each day, what with my husband and other duties that I have to perform. So,
all right, I understand from this press release that you are proposing a series... on a series of points on eliminating these stories about children abductions and kidnappings from the news.
Well, Enough is Enough, Phil, has a press release out. We also have a theme song, which we think is peppy, it's a finger snapper, and it's something that is going to get women involved, because I think it starts with the women. And we're saying Enough is Enough. And my husband, Steve, is here. And let's show them, Steve, go ahead.
It's a theme song.
All right, this is the, can you hear that, Phil?
I'm hearing.
Turn it up, Steve. Enough is enough. Yeah, that's what we're saying. We are so sick and tired of hearing news. I guess it's interesting to you, but I can tell you, you can turn it off, honey. You can turn it off. I guess it's interesting to you.
Is this not interesting to you as a mother when you hear about these children being abducted? Don't you want to know?
Can I articulate the 5 points that we have? Enough is enough, and we have sent out press releases to all of the television stations, to Jerry Dunphy over at the news station. Number one, point one is, why do those of us who have teenage boys, okay, this is something to be very, very clear on, why do those of us who have teenage boys have to listen to stories about girls being abducted? Oh. See, no one ever talks about that. And I just want to say it. Enough is enough.
Ms. Dooley, at the end of our interview, we can do the music and everything.
Turn it down. Mm-hmm.
I understand. What is your second point? Because I want to give our phone number out here. It's 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Bobby Dooley's with the Western Estates Parent Teachers Organization. She says they're sick and tired of hearing stories about abductions and kidnappings and murders and of children and this and that. Her organization, Enough is Enough, would like a news blackout so that we can concentrate on a beautiful summer. You said you got 5 points?
Yeah. The first point, Phil, is why do those of us with teenage boys have to hear about girls being abducted? Number two, why do we, in the middle of a beautiful summer, have to hear about these abductions? Why doesn't the news and the talk stations report positive stories? Julia Roberts and her new husband, Danny Motor. The story, that got buried by these abduction stories. We had beautiful weather for our Western Estates Yacht Club Regatta. We placed first in the annual charity regatta. All the good news is buried. Number three, we are asking the news stations to stop immediately. And we're asking friends and neighbors that we see using news channels on television and radio to respectfully turn the dial to either music or the Lifetime channel, because there's wonderful programming there, when you hear news of these abductions. Number four, if people do not turn the channel from news and talk to more suitable programming, then we feel it is our duty to remind you that negative thinking can lead to cancer. Breast cancer, ovarian cancer, uterine, melanoma, and lung cancer. You'll get cancer. And you should only get cancer if you concentrate on these negative stories. And number five...
Can I interrupt here for a minute?
Number five, Phil, just a moment. Why do we have to listen to the abduction of other people's children when we keep our children safe? Enough is enough.
I really need to have that down, okay?
But enough is enough, that is our campaign. Now,
can I ask you a question? In the middle of all of this need for positivity, you're telling people they'll get cancer if they concentrate on negative things.
Phil, I was involved in a wonderful workshop last summer with Dr. Bhaktivedanta of the New Rhythm Institute. It was in Santa Fe, New Mexico. And what I learned was eye-opening. You can convince yourself of anything. For instance, I know that my sons will never be abducted and never kidnapped. You know why?
Why?
Because I don't believe they will. When my boys were young, I would leave them in overheated cars at amusement parks. Listen to this, Phil. This is very interesting.
My wife really did it, Miss Danny.
What, okay, you left your boys alone?
I left them in overheated cars. I left them alone. I let strangers take them for rides on amusement on the rides at the park. And I never worried once.
Most mothers are crap and green bricks.
I never worried once because I thought positively, and because of Dr. Bhaktivedanta's institute, my boys were never abducted. Explain why, Phil.
Ms. Dooley.
I would really like you and the other parents out there that are so addicted to these stories of abduction. Why were my boys never abducted, even though I purposely left them in cars with the motor running while I would go into a liquor store? Or I would purposefully leave them in their strollers while I went into the ladies' room.
You're lucky.
No.
No, you're lucky.
No, I don't believe that.
Well, I believe that. You were lucky, okay?
No. Positive thinking, belief that it won't happen, and it doesn't happen. This is what we're trying to tell everyone. That's why enough is enough. A full news blackout on these abduction stories. If you see one of your neighbors listening to these stories or watching it on television, you know what? Turn the channel. Enough is enough. Go ahead, Steve. Go ahead. The left button.
Enough is enough. I can't
go. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let's talk to Lindsay. Lindsay, hi. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi.
Yes.
I think that's an awful comment to make. Mm-hmm. I mean, these poor parents are out there looking for their children, and they use the media to help. And here you are saying that it's just because it isn't your children? That's ridiculous.
But you know what, Lindsay? It happens every day. There's a story. I don't mind the parents making an appeal. What I do mind is the constant, unending reporting of this. It gives us all a negative. Do you know how gorgeous this summer has been?
You know what? It doesn't matter. Think
Where
about these
live?
Parents. They're not
mm-hmm.
enjoying their summer.
Are you
because
enjoying?
They got to worry about their kids being missing.
How
and they can't
that?
Find them?
Well, wait a
That's
minute.
A ridiculous comment.
Can I ask you a question? How is that the worry of a woman such as myself who keeps track of your other children?
It is.
Come on,
it
we
should
live
be.
In a...
What if that was one of your mm-hmm. your children?
We
and
live
don't...
in a yeah. We live in a. I'm agreeing with you, Lindsay. We live in a society where we have to take care of everybody.
Oh, I see. It takes a village.
Exactly.
Is that it? Oh, I see. So, are you a liberal? Because
and...
that Hillary Clinton nonsense has gotten us into more trouble. I
you
am
know, so...
You know, Lindsay, you're very young. You sound very young. How old are you?
I'm 23. And I have two beautiful godchildren, and I worry about them when they play outside. And you know what? If my neighbor's kids were missing, I would want everyone to know and help and search for them.
Lindsay, you can.
We have so many children out there that are playing in their front yards and get abducted.
But why do I have to pay for other parents' mistakes?
But what? And that comment that you made, that it's, you said something about children. You know that your children are going to be safe. You don't know that. Your children can go to school and not come back.
All right, then.
Could you will it to happen?
Explain to me why I would leave my children in a car with the motor running while I went into a bar and sat and had drinks. And they were safe.
Did you do
that? Why would you do that? What kind of parent are you that you leave your child in a bar?
I'll tell you why, Lindsay. Because I believe in mind over matter. If I don't mind, then it doesn't matter.
Oh, okay. That's
so. In other words, you don't agree with that?
No, I would never leave any. I don't even leave my godchildren in the car while I go in to Stewart's and get a cup of coffee at a gas station.
Because
I wouldn't even leave them in the car, but you're going to leave them
because
so you can go and get loaded at a bar?
Because
that's
you don't
ridiculous.
Believe. I believe my sons will be safe, therefore they are. And that is mind over matter. That's what Dr. Bhaktivedanta taught me. Otherwise, Lindsay, you are on the fast track to breast cancer. And I don't want to see that happen to you.
I'm going to get breast cancer because I worry about children?
Because your
life... That is ridiculous.
No, because your
life... Whoever told you that is just out of their mind.
Because your life is full of worry. Because your life is full of stress. Because all it is for you is one day after the next, who will brutally murder my child with a fire axe? Who will drag my child behind a car? This is horrible. Horrible. Think positive, Lindsay. Look at those two beautiful godchildren and say, you're going to be safe. I could leave you in the middle of the ghetto. I
but
could
I
leave you with a
that.
Sign around your neck that says, I don't like blacks. And nothing will happen.
Oh, come on.
This is
you
ridiculous.
Gotta be.
I believe in positive thinking, Phil.
Well, you know what? God bless you if you believe in positive thinking. You know, there's an old saying, God helps those who help themselves.
No. I'm sorry.
And
no,
if you don't help protect your children, he's not going to help you.
There is really no God. There is only man, and man is the one who makes miracles.
Well, speak for yourself, okay?
Exactly.
Lindsay,
I'm sorry you have to deal with people like this.
Lindsay,
this is ridiculous.
Lindsay, listen to this. Go ahead, Steve. Well, what we're trying to do is to give you a positive view instead of sitting there worrying like a frump.
I feel good about myself that I care.
Mm-hmm.
I have some integrity about
mm-hmm.
myself.
Can I?
I mean, that would make what kind of person would I be if I didn't care or want to help?
Would you do
then
something?
I wouldn't have any purpose here.
Would you do something for me? Would you do just one thing for me, Lindsay?
What is that?
I'm really worried. I'd like you to get in the shower and check for any lumps. Because
what, she's all of a sudden got breast cancer because she's worried about the safety of her children?
She sounds stressed, that's all. She just sounds stressed.
But
do you
the thing
for,
is...
Do you do a mammogram once a year?
Yeah, and
mm-hmm.
I just went for mine, and I am fine. I just went for mine Tuesday, and I am fine. So apparently that theory is not correct.
No, was it all before the abductions?
I don't have breast cancer, lady. This is not
three.
The point. The point of it is that you're saying that nobody should care about these kids who are abducted. Why don't we have the people who are abducting these kids to stop instead of the media?
Well, this is
why don't
step
we have,
three.
Why don't we get that message
mm-hmm.
that people shouldn't
right.
take other people's
right.
children?
Right. Let's talk about the causes of these problems.
Well, I think the cause of these problems, Phil, is the negative thinking. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do something bold. I know, Lindsay, you may not approve, but I want you to think about what's behind my motivation. It is purely positive. Steve, come here, darling. My husband Steve's here.
Yeah.
Check me for lumps. Go ahead.
Okay, so what is your husband doing now?
Lump free.
I don't have any.
Neither do I, and I worry about these kids every day. So
Lindsay.
What point is that?
All right, Lindsay, thank you for your call. I have to ask Ms. Doolin to stop with the music, okay?
Thank you. Have a wonderful weekend.
1-800-449-8686 is the number on the Phil Henry Show. Bobby and Steve Dooley with us. They have formed an organization called Enough is Enough. They're a couple from the San Fernando Valley who they say they're, quote, sick and tired of all the negative reporting about abductions, kidnappings, and murders of children, and they want a news blackout, even to the point where they want people if they hear other people listening to news stations or TV stations to go over and turn the channel. They say their organization called Enough is Enough. They have a 5-point program, one of which is if you continue to worry about these things, you'll get breast cancer. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bobby Dooley with Enough is Enough. We are sick and tired of being inundated with all of this negative news about children abductions, children murders, and the like. Join Enough is Enough. Don't listen to this garbage on the radio. Turn it to something positive. We recommend either a music channel or the Lifetime TV channel, which has a great many wonderful programs on it.
All right. So that was what you wanted to say.
Well, I wanted to say that, Phil, before. It's an unending stream of negativity on your program today, and I wanted to get out some positive things.
Well, negativity, you're talking about a 5-point plan. If people continue to worry about their kids getting kidnapped, they're going to get breast cancer, uterine cancer. You mentioned breast cancer, uterine cancer, melanoma, and lung cancer.
That is correct, yes.
All right, let's go to Jack on the Phil Hendry Show. Jack, go ahead.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
I'm calling from Connecticut. I just happened to catch your show for the first time, and there is something wrong with that lady. I work in mental health. I've been working in mental health for 17 years. She needs help, and I tell you something. If she was from the state of Connecticut, they would actually take her children away. They don't play that. You know,
no.
She left them in
no.
a car.
What are they going to take my children away?
Excuse me.
That's when they were infants.
Excuse me.
We're saying enough is enough.
All right, go ahead, Jack, but turn your radio down.
Okay.
Turn the radio down.
Okay. She, to say stuff like that is absolutely ridiculous. And, you know, you talk about, you know, being positive. If you're positive, you wouldn't be leaving your kids to go drink in a place, you know? I mean, that doesn't make any sense at all. And then to say to the lady she's going to get breast cancer because she's worried about kids, there is some, you need a checkup from the neck up. I'm serious. Your husband said, you know, you're talking about people checking for lumps. You need to have your husband check your brain out. He needs to take you, and actually if he's married to you and he feels the same way, you both need to go and get some help because there's something wrong with that.
Well, you haven't said what's wrong. You've been insulting me, but you haven't said what's wrong.
Excuse me.
No, excuse me.
Excuse me. You know what?
Then, Jack, as a mental health worker, you probably help those wackos you see by telling them about positive thinking.
Shush.
Don't tell me to shush.
Shush.
All right, Jack.
Wow.
Hey, Jack. You don't let anybody talk either, though.
Okay.
I mean, you've been.
All right.
You came on and you were.
I've been listening to her for the last half an hour.
Excuse me.
All right. Don't be a child. All right. Go ahead, Jack.
Okay.
Go ahead.
For her to say, I mean, whatever one's beliefs are is one's beliefs, right? And you can't change that. But the thing is, right, to say that someone's going to get breast cancer and stuff like that,
right.
There is definitely something wrong with that. Come on.
Wait a minute.
And you know that negative thinking can influence disease.
You know it can. Negative thinking.
You know, all I've been doing is letting you listen. You know, I've been listening to you. That's why I thought
I'd tell you what, Jack, go ahead. Hold on. We'll get to you. Why don't you let these people talk?
Phil, here's what I've got to say.
Oh, shut up with that. 1-800-449-8686. Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley. They don't want to hear any more negative news about abductions of children because they take care of their kids. In fact, why do they have to hear about abducted girls when they have boys who have never been abducted? 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Pardon me, I'm just doing some housekeeping. Hold on. Bobby and Steve Dooley are with us. They are with the Western Estates Homeowners Association, and they have a five-point program that they have released to the media with an organization called Enough is Enough. They don't want any more news reports of child abductions. And one of the things that you say in here that I find perhaps the most odious, Ms. Dooley, if I may, is that because you keep your children safe, why do you have to hear about other people?
And why do you find that odious?
Because, as I said, aren't we a little bit responsible in this society for other people?
Our kids are boys, they're not girls.
Yeah, we have boys, we don't have girls. Girls are the ones that are getting abducted, and we're saying enough is enough. Now, I don't have breast cancer. I don't have ovarian cancer. I've just been checked for uterine cancer. The reason is because I'm not concentrating on negative things. And I will tell you...
All right, so you don't have cancer because you're not concentrating on negative things, so you're not going to develop a lump someplace. And I understand you have a tape?
Phil, what we do have a tape here. Well, I can play that later.
All right, and this is a tape of what?
This is a tape of one of the points of our program being articulated.
All right, let me go to a phone call here, and then we'll hear that. Mike, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, with all due respect, I support your right to express your opinion,
mm-hmm.
but by no way mm-hmm. are you permitted to mm-hmm. censor what I hear, read, or see via the news media.
I think it's
you're violating the Constitution. I want to hear what's going on in my community.
Do you want to develop? Do you want testicular cancer?
Lady, you're entitled to your opinion. Okay,
you
and
don't
I'm
know.
Entitled
you don't,
to mine, and I will defend to the death. You're right mm-hmm. to voice your opinion.
I appreciate
but don't invoke
that.
Your views on me, as a society, or even attempt to censor any type of news media.
I wouldn't do it, but the time has come.
The time has come for what? To abandon the Constitution and all get behind you?
The time has come for people like you to stop wallowing in all of this negativity about abducted children.
Lady,
go to the beach.
Your kids are fine.
Let's
you're fine. You don't have cancer or anything. God bless you, okay? But
thank
please.
You.
Do not try to invoke your views or your view of what the news media should or should not broadcast on me or the rest of society. If I want to change the channel, mm-hmm. I will. If you want to change the channel, you and your friends don't want to listen to this stuff, great. Don't ever reach over to my television, radio, or take a newspaper out of my hand. Okay? I spent the better part of my life, along with a lot of other Americans, defending the First Amendment. Lady, you're not going to take it away from me, and neither are your friends or your group.
If you want to get a lump on your testicle.
Who is that, Mr. Dooley?
That's my
God bless you for being able to do what the medical community hasn't been able to do for 50 years. You found the cure for cancer. The heck with enough is enough. You guys should open up a clinic and start treating patients. I mean, for God's sakes, you're entitled to your reviews, but keep them to yourself. If you want to broadcast them, fine.
You know, Mike,
I can switch the radio station just like anybody else. But don't even attempt to invoke or to put upon your views upon me or the rest of society.
But, Mike,
we
want to
know
a lot of stress. I'm hearing a lot
of
stress.
We want to put pressure on our legislator. We want to support our schools and our police.
So you can
sit there
and be worried about it. And the next thing you know...
Lady, I got news for you. There are bad people in this world. Being an ostrich and sticking your head in the sand are not going to make the bad people go away. You've got to be aware of them. You've got to take them out of society when you can or try to rehabilitate them when it's possible.
Well, I think,
but
Mike, you're making a good point. What is
ignoring them
Mike,
is not going to make them go away.
Hang on the line, Mike. What is the tape?
Well, I don't know that Steve was taping it, but he checked. I'll just go ahead and let Steve play the tape, Steve.
What are we hearing?
I don't know. That's forgive me, that is a recording.
Mike, do you know what that is?
The kitchen wood shop, and this is the recording of it? I don't know. What?
I understand.
Noises.
What is it? I understand that's what? That's you and your husband making love. Is that it?
Yes.
And
That's what?
Ms. Dooley and her husband making love. And what was the purpose of us hearing that?
It was the uterine check for cancer.
And you wanted to play a tape recording of your bed... Jeez.
Lady, you got issues, man. You got issues. Thank God your nothing ever happened to you or your kids. Thank God. But
why do you, if you listen to this, check your berries.
Look at this guy doesn't have cancer. I don't have cancer. You guys don't have cancer. You think that by turning the radio off of negative news...
Why don't you reach down and check his berries?
God bless the First Amendment that you can come on the radio and make these statements. And for those that don't want to hear it, they can change the channel.
you know what I find tragic? Is that I'm going to have to go to your house or wherever you live and turn the radio off, and you're never really going to understand why I did it.
Well, that is tragic, because you're going to be doing time. You violate my constitutional rights, lady. You're going down. Okay? It's that simple.
What am I going to go to jail for? Turning the station to a better station? I don't understand.
You can't invoke your opinions on me. They're your opinions. And I'll defend to the death your right to make a choice. You can do or watch or say whatever you want, and you can get a band of people together that believe the same things you do. But don't ever invoke it on the rest of society when they don't want it. I've heard your message. I listened intently.
I believe that nothing bad can happen.
I've heard your message. I choose not to follow it.
My mind is strong. Nothing bad will happen. And Mike, hopefully... I will be your Meals on Wheels lady when your berries are so full of cancer you can't get out of
bed. So full of cancer you can't get out of bed. Oh, wait a minute. I just said it.
You said it. Ha, ha.
All right, I said it. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking to Bobby and Steve Dooley, and they are talking to us about Enough is Enough.
That was,
I know what that was.
Enough is enough. I can't go on. I can't go on no longer. Enough is enough.
I'm cancer free.
Enough. I'm here now. That's all
now. Oh, turn it off!
Turn it off, Steve.
All right, you're cancer free. Good for you. And negative thinking is going to give you cancer. The gentleman just said there's no medical proof to that. And sticking your head in the sand...
It is not sticking our head in the sand, Phil. It's simply saying it's a beautiful summer. There's lots of beach and campgrounds. And our summer-tacular is going wonderful. Janice Greeley has done some amazing things. Do you know what she's done, Phil? Janice has made... It's really wonderful, and this is what I mean about thinking positive. She's made slide whistles out of tampon holders.
Uh-huh.
Isn't that great?
Turn that crap off. Slide whistles.
Greg Kinnear and Gary Shandling are...
Yeah, I know, they're judging it. Jesus. Woman is a psycho case beyond reproach.
You better turn it off, Steve. He's getting pissed.
Hey, I don't stick my head in the sand. I stick it in the forest.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.